Hal Hewson does it for the kids. Every year for 35 years, the Brackendale resident puts on a legendary light display at 1665 Depot Road, which has garnered a reputation as perhaps one of the most distinct one-man Christmas shows in town. Walking through the display on Hewson's half-acre property, one can see the Paw Patrol, Santa, snowmen, reindeer, Christmas trees, and many, many lights. "Last night, we had a little girl come over with her mom and dad," said Hewson, stepping down from a ladder after, of course, working on his light display, to have a chat with the Squamish chief. "She must have spent half an hour out here with me just looking at all the inflatables, talking to them all," he said on December 13. "It's for the kids." One standout feature is that it's a drive-through display. Hewson, seeing that many folks were stopping their cars on a busy road to look at the lights, decided to invite people to tour his U-shaped driveway. Hence, he put up a charming drive-through sign that beckons people to explore the winter wonderland. The retiree has been putting on the show since he moved to Brackendale in 1988. He noted that his wife Debbie also helps put up the lights and does the planning of where all the blow-ups are to be placed. "It initially started as a smaller affair and grew to a grand exhibition of 26 inflatables along with hundreds of lights. In addition to items he buys himself, he fixes up old inflatables and lights that others would otherwise have thrown out." One of his inspirations for his ongoing project was the Bright Nights display in Stanley Park. "If I could do a yard up like those boys, I would love to," said Hewson, who worked as an X-ray technician at Squamish General Hospital for over 33 years. A lot of work goes into Hewson's craft. Each year, he typically puts in 2 weeks of work getting the display ready so that the lights can go live on December 1. However, he ensures he never starts working on it until Remembrance Day has passed. Once the display is shining, he keeps it going until February 1. "My kids grew up here and my grandkids come up over here," said Hewson. "They enjoy it. Families enjoy it. It's so convenient to do this in my yard." Hewson said he's especially keen on keeping the display going while he can, because a plot of land like his is becoming increasingly rare in town. He remarked that he's lucky to have this opportunity. "Many half-acre lots like his are giving way to bigger multi-family complexes as the town grows." When he's not busy putting up lights, he also does a big Halloween display. Hewson enjoys curling, playing 5 games a week. That being said, his enthusiasm for his display doesn't stop after he set everything up. "I have Tupperware boxes of lights that don't work. So I spend my time once the sun goes down, and if I'm not curling that night, I sit there and repair the lights," he said with a smile. *. Please note that this story has been updated since it was first posted to say that Hal's wife Debbie helps with the display.